Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Parlay Challenge. We are knotted up at one apiece. And Aaron Judge Dinger in the top of the first scored one for the Yankees. Not but a few minutes ago. Caballero ended up with a hit and a run scored for Tampa to knot it up at one. Cody Decker and I do have the Yankees on the run line, so we need a little bit more offense, but we are only in the bottom of the second in this one, so there's still a lot of baseball left to be played. We have already ticked off one leg with Aaron Judge over 2.5 hits, runs at RBIs. That home run cleared that for us. Now we wait on a Goldschmidt RBI. He is 0-for-1. And of course, the Yankees on the run line team production has Ben Rice over 1.5 bases. He has an 0-for-1 day with a K so far. They've got Aaron Judge over 1.5 hits. They have gotten one so far, and they've got Goldschmidt over 1.5 bases. Goldie is on both of our lists. He is 0-for-1. We are end two, going top three here in just mere minutes. But we're going to play a little game here. Double D, I forgot what we said we're going to do, so take it away.
It's time for Would You Rather.
Just saying, there's no reason this can't be a gong show. It already is. We might as well just throw a gong in there.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Amateur Hour. It's time for Would You Rather.
Welcome to the Baseball Gong Show, where everything possibly goes wrong in 4 hours straight. Welcome to the show. It's time for Would You Rather.
Yeah. Would you rather there, Rob Brown? So we'll start off with would you rather number one, Cody Decker, to win the NLCS. You got the Padres at plus 1,200 or the Diamondbacks at plus 1,500.
To my former employers, two teams I absolutely love. Neither are getting there because the Dodgers will. That being said, if I had to pick, would you rather, which is the name of the game, of these two, taking the Diamondbacks, longer odds, and frankly, I like their pitching staff more. The San Diego Padres, I do believe in this team. I absolutely do, and I would love to see them knock out the Dodgers. But I'm looking at this as a Bills-Kansas City Chiefs type of situation. Until somebody knocks out the Dodgers, no, I ain't touching it. But if I had the choice between these two, it's going to be the Diamondbacks. And it's, again, because of that pitching staff. That pitching staff is scary. And especially if you catch the Dodgers in a five-game series with that pitching staff, the Dodgers might be vulnerable to the D-backs in a five-game series in an NLDS type of setup.
I'm going to agree, but I'm also going to point out that, like, I still don't think we have seen anywhere close to the best of the Dodgers, right? Like, anywhere close. And they are leading, well, they are tied for the lead for wins in Major League Baseball, but they have been missing so many dudes. Glasnow, Snell, Edmund. I don't think we've seen the, I mean, still waiting on Shohei Ohtani to potentially be ready to go to the bump if they need him at some point. I mean, this team has just been riddled with injuries and still are only leading Major League Baseball in victories despite it. So I don't think we've seen anywhere close. I don't think this really matters. But since the game is Would You Rather, and I got to take one, I'm just going to lay it up and agree with everything that Cody Decker said there. I know the D-backs have had a couple of interesting ones. They lost the series to the Braves. That was kind of at the point where the Braves looked like, oh, maybe they do know some baseball. So I think people maybe overreacted to that a little bit. But I would have to say Arizona's the right selection between these two, and I'm getting a better number out of it.
Mm-hmm. Cody, how long have you been talking about how good the Arizona Diamondbacks are?
3 years? Four? Actually, take it back, about 4 years. I would say the second half of the season of 2021 or 2020. What year did they go to the World Series? 2023, was it? Yeah, a year and a half ago, so 2023. The second half of 2022, I was on this show constantly telling everybody, if you do not start paying attention to the Diamondbacks, they are going to hurt you. And if you like making money, you should probably pay attention to the Diamondbacks, because no one figured out that they were good, including Vegas. I was sitting there yelling at you all to listen to what I was saying. And then by the time they got to the World Series, it was all too late. The books had adjusted and none of you listened to me. Too bad. I made money and you guys are just all dumb. Anyways, they're still damn good and you can still get them at a price. Do it while you can, because eventually you can't.
That's what I was looking for there. All right. Would you rather number two? Rob Brown, Aaron Judge to bat over 400 for the season is plus 8,000, or the Dodgers to win 117 plus games this season at plus 800.
It's listen, I don't think the Dodgers are getting to 117, but nobody bats over 400. The best in history don't bat over 400. Ted Williams and nobody else was a threat. And again, like I said in the last answer, I don't think we have seen anything close to the final form of the LA Dodgers. This team is only going to get better as they get their position players back. They're only going to get better as they just repeatedly add Cy Young winners and finalists back into their rotation from injury. They're only going to get better, and they have already started to. I don't think the Dodgers are getting 117, but if you're asking me between these two, nobody bats over 400, even the best of the best. The Dodgers at least might make it compelling for a little while in, like, August.
I want to make this abundantly clear. What I'm going to say, if it's construed as an insult to Aaron Judge, punch yourself in the head. I'm sorry, because it's not. The fact is, if Tony Gwynn didn't hit 400, no one's hitting 400. The end.
Yeah.
If Tony Gwynn didn't do it, no one does it. And if he does, I will come right here and say, I was wrong. Wow. Because quite frankly, if somebody hits 400, that is so insane. I don't know what to do with myself. That being said, I don't think the Dodgers are getting over 117 either, but it's not because they're not capable. I mean, look at this team. They're absolutely capable. Their AAA team might be capable. I just think it's one of those things where it's not necessarily they're taking the foot off the gas, because they're not, and it's not necessarily that they're playing with their food, because they're not necessarily doing that. It's just, why would this team go all on the throttle for 162 games? That is just, there's no reason to do that. When you get to October, you need as many guys healthy as humanly possible. So, frankly, I don't even want them to get to 117. I want the Dodgers to be at their best in October, just like I want the Padres at the best in October. Braves, Phillies, D-backs, whoever's in there, I just want them all at their very best. Because you know what I don't want at the end of the year is excuses from anybody.
Does it feel, real quick, does it feel, Deck, I kind of feel about the Dodgers the way that I've been talking about the Celtics all year, of They know that they are a top tier team. They know they are a favorite. There is no reason to do anything but put it on cruise control to make sure that when you get to the playoffs, you're the healthiest team there. And would you look at that? Mm-hmm. The Boston Celtics went cruise control. Yeah, they ended up as the 2 seed, but they got a favorable round one matchup. I think they got a favorable round two matchup as the 2 seed, to be honest with you, with the Knicks in round two. They're the healthiest team in the playoffs and they're playing the best basketball of anybody in the East. I feel like that's the Dodgers as well. If I show up to a Dodgers game in uni and I go, hey, coach, I got a bit of a bruise on the tip of my thumb. Sit down for a week, kid. We got the guys to let you go make sure you're 100%. This feels like a cruise control team. And I think a lot of people are going to be misled when we get into the playoffs into thinking that the Dodgers aren't a favorite because they didn't have the full heater on down the stretch. I think they're going to trick people just like the Celtics did, which is why I got a great price on the Celtics to repeat this year.
Yep. No notes. No notes. Why would I give you a note? I agree with everything you said. I mean, as much as I want to see the Cavaliers get to the finals, I'll believe it when I see it. I'm going to just keep using this Chiefs example again. Yes, they lost in the Super Bowl. But I haven't seen anybody in the AFC get to the Super Bowl until I see it happening. Chiefs are just going to be back there again next year.
Fair enough. All right, Cody. Would you rather take the Knicks-Celtics series to go over 6.5 games at +340 or to go under 4.5 games at +300?
You want my honest opinion on this? Quite frankly, I think this is going to be the Celtics in 5. But if you're giving me the choice of what I would rather, I will take the under. The Knicks are going to get their asses obliterated by the Celtics. This isn't even going to be a contest. I kind of wanted Detroit to knock the Knicks out so we don't see the Knicks bloodbath that we're about to get. The team went 0-11 this season against the Cavaliers, the Oklahoma City Thunder, and the Celtics. Last I checked, that's a decent sample size of a 0% winning percentage. I'll just stay on that.
Yeah, a sweep is far more likely than a game 7. I don't think it's going to be a sweep. I think the Knicks will get one. I think Jalen Brunson's going to have a 42-point game in there somewhere, and maybe it lines up with Kat having a 17-point, 15-board game that kind of gives them the edge to win a 108-106 contest because somebody from Boston didn't show up. But no, and I said this last night on BetMGM tonight to Ryan. Here's the thing about the Boston Celtics. If Jason Tatum's hot, they could play a game that caters to Jason Tatum. If he's not, they play a game that caters to Jaylen Brown. If he's not, they play a game that caters to Derek White. That's what they did in the finals last year, and Derek White won them that finals. And if none of those work, they play through Chris Stapps, Porzingis, clog the middle, and open the floor up for everybody to kind of find themselves. There's nothing the Knicks can do to stop all four variations of the C's offense. And they can change it up in game and be very good at all four variations of the C's offense. I think a sweep is way more likely. I hope I'm wrong because I want this old school rivalry to get revamped, Cody Decker, but I don't see it happening. Here's what we got to do. We got to run to a break. But Double D's got a couple more would you rathers, and I like a couple of them a lot. And so we're going to probably pick this up on the other side, unless Decker and I find something during the break that we rant to rant about instead. We'll see how it plays out on the other side of this break. He is Cody Decker. I am Rob Brown. Double D's in the house. You're listening to The Weekend Show. Bet for the cycle here on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.